The annual Mesipatra Film Festival gets underway this Thursday in Prague. The event, which is now in its 15th year, will present over 70 films with gay, lesbian, and transgender topics before it moves on to Olomouc, Brno, and Hradec Králové. Ruth Franková spoke to the program director Lucia Kajanková and first asked her about this year's theme.
The theme, Till Death Do Us Part, translates to both the fight for marriage equality, which is a very hot topic currently, for example, in the United States. And one of our main films, Arias Saxe's Love is Strange, is about a couple of two men who, after 39 years together, can finally marry in New York City. But this unexpectedly brings problems when it comes to their jobs. Another translation of the title is the fact that on one side, marriage equality and LGBT rights being recognized, but on the other side of the world, for example, in Russia, being gay or being lesbian or being trans can really mean literally a threat to one's life.
What films should we not miss this year? Can you highlight a couple of movies? You have already mentioned Love is Strange. Any other that you would like to mention?
For sure, our opening film, The Way He Looks, the Brazilian nominee for the Foreign Language Academy Awards, which is a teenage love story about a blind boy who falls in love with his classmate. Also, I would like to highlight the exclusive premieres we have at the festival, one of the most critically and also by audiences acclaimed French films of last year, Me, Myself and Mum by Guillaume Gallienne. It's a comedy about a very strange coming out, and also the critically acclaimed Stranger by the Lake by Alain Jourdi.
I understand that among the guests this year will be a Russian documentary filmmaker Askold Kurov and a gay right activist, Pavel Loparev. Can you tell me more about the film they are bringing?
The film was made via interviews with over 40 teenagers because the law that was passed against homosexual propaganda that is supposed to shield young people from any information about homosexuality pretty much made the LGBT youth in Russia a non-existent. Hence the title Children 404, because it connects to the online project that these people formed themselves as the non-existing page on the internet. And the filmmakers, they gave them cameras to film their everyday life and the difficulties and completely blatant homophobia that they are encountering every day.
Is it right that this year you are going to have more lesbian films? And I read that the audiences complained that you were more gay-oriented. Is that right?
Yes, this is an issue that we meet every year because statistically there are fewer lesbian films made. But this year we have two fantastic new films in the main competition. First by Monica Troitt, her new film Of Girls and Horses, and also the film that was very successful in Cannes this year, the South Korean drama A Girl at My Door. And also we are focusing on lesbian classics and we are showing Peter Jackson's Heavenly Creatures, a film that was not allowed at festivals for the past years. So I think this is fantastic.
What is the trend in gay and lesbian films these days?
The trend is, and I'm very happy about it, that gay and lesbian and trans teen films are now more about specific stories and they are not focused strictly on just the fact that someone is gay or lesbian. This has been transgressed in the past years, which is, I think, why LGBT-themed films are so successful also at mainstream A film festivals. We have winners from Berlinale, from Cannes, from festivals that are not just focused on LGBT themes.